right, welcome to another episode of the Havana Cafe Espresso Sessions. This is Clay Lowe here, and coming to you quite late this evening. I was going to record this segment a little earlier today, but I got caught up in the madness of the day, and it just whipped by me, and before I knew it, it's almost 9 o'clock at night. But I wanted to get this one in, because I woke up, there's quite an intense waking period this morning, which is what I wanted to talk about. So I woke up this morning with the Follow Your Bliss aphorism, an aphorism from Joseph Campbell. He talked about following your bliss, like finding that thing that really moves you, that you're really passionate about, that feeds your soul, and then to pursue that. And I don't know, that was just kind of out of the blue, but I also had a very intense dream, so it was almost a contrast between it. And I wasn't going to actually talk about the dream, but I'll explain to you, because as I was driving in to the office today, the connection between the dream and this Follow Your Bliss came to me. So my dream, is very intense. The dream, I was me and a friend, we had committed some crime or done something wrong or held the wrong view. I don't know what it was, but anyway, we've been sentenced to be executed by having plastic bags tied around our heads so that we'd suffocate to death. That sounds kind of horrible, I know. But they put these bags over our heads, these plastic bags over our heads, and we were walking down, they were marching us down the hall with these bags on our heads to take us to our death chamber. But as we were walking, one of the guards, I guess in an act of benevolence or whatever, was offering me a lethal injection of some stuff that he said would that it would ease pain, so I wouldn't suffer, basically, because I guess the suffocation bit was just for a public show. And at first I refused, and I was like, no, I guess because I wanted to be, you know, all hard. And but then my friend, whom I didn't know, he had already taken the shot and gave me the nod, so I went ahead, and they stuck this injection in my neck, and we continued to walk with these bags over our head. And as I was thinking, well, okay, I'm going to be taking my final breaths here, I started reflecting on my life. I started thinking, well, did I live a good life? You know, do I have any regrets? And, you know, wow, man, this is it. It was kind of, I was having a, well, this is it moment. And I was just in my dream reflecting on how I indeed had lived my life. And then I woke up. So I never made it to the death chamber itself. But then I woke up, and then what was on my mind was that Follow Your Bliss from Joseph Campbell's ideas. And yeah, so then I think, well, that's actually, you know, the old subconscious doing its thing. It's like, okay, well, how am I following my bliss right now? What am I doing with this sort of second half of life here for me, and the place where I'm finding myself at right now, how am I going to make my life count, I guess, is what was on my mind on that. And I'm at this juncture right now in life to say, okay, well, you know, I've done everything that I've done up until now, and the experiences that I've had, and all those cool and groovy things. So what is all this going to amount to, and what does it mean? And if I was in that space right now, like right this second, and at, you know, face of my final moments, what conversation would I be having with myself that says, did I live a good life, and how was that? Like, how did I live this life? What did I do with the time that I was here? So that's what I wanted to share with you today. And then the question I want to share with you on this session, I'd love to get some of your stories. You can just leave those on the voice messages. And the question is, are you following your bliss? That's the first thing. And then if not, you know, what's holding you back? What's stopping you from taking that leap of faith that says, you know what, I've got a finite amount of time on the earth, and how do I want to live it? How do I want to look back when I'm at that, when I'm in those last moments, and say, did I live a good life? And did I do the things that I wanted to do? So, are you following your bliss? That's the question. That's the question of the day, if as it were. So let me know. Send us a voice message. Are you living your bliss? If not, why not? And what's holding you back from doing that? Okay, so there you go. There's another episode of the Havana Cafe Espresso Sessions, and we'll catch you on the next one.